God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O Jesus, you have set apart these 40 days for abstinence, and you decreed a Lenten fast to heal and save our mind and heart. Now come be present to your church, be near and aid our penitence, as we bow down before you, Lord, and beg you wash away our sins. Remit and pardon with your grace misdeeds from which we turn aside. From future perils keep us safe by your most meek and gentle guard, that filled with sorrow for our sins and cleansed by yearly penitence, we may press on to celebrate the Paschal feast with worthy praise. Let all your works adore you, Lord. O merciful and triune God, renewed by pardon, let us sing a new song to your holy name. Amen.
Day after day I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of your marvelous deeds. I will give you glory, O God, my King. I will bless your name forever.
I will bless you day after day and praise your name forever.
The Lord is great, highly to be praised. His greatness cannot be measured.
Age to age shall proclaim your work, shall declare your mighty deeds,
shall speak of your splendor and glory, tell the tale of your wonderful works.
They will speak of your terrible deeds, recount your greatness and might.
They will recall your abundant goodness, age to age shall ring out your justice.
The Lord is kind and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in love.
How good is the Lord to all, compassionate to all his creatures.
All your creatures shall thank you, O Lord, and your friends shall repeat their blessing.
They shall speak of the glory of your reign and declare your might, O God.
To make known to men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your reign.
Yours is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule lasts from age to age.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Day after day I will bless you, Lord. I will tell of your marvelous deeds.
To you alone, Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you. The Lord is faithful in all his words and loving in all his deeds.
The Lord supports all who fall and raises all who are bowed down.
The eyes of all creatures look to you, and you give them their food in due time.
You open wide your hand, grant the desires of all who live.
The Lord is just in all his ways, and loving in all his deeds.
He is close to all who call him, who call on him from their hearts.
He grants the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and he saves them.
The Lord protects all who love him. The wicked he will utterly destroy.
Let me speak the praise of the Lord. Let all mankind bless his holy name. Forever, for ages unending.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
To you alone, Lord, we look with confidence. You are ever close to those who call upon you.
King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true. Mighty and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty.
Righteous and true are your ways, O King of the nations.
Who would dare refuse you honor or the glory to your name, O Lord?
Since you alone are holy, all nations shall come
and worship in your presence. Your mighty deeds are clearly seen.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
King of all the ages, your ways are perfect and true.
Declare your sins to one another, and pray for one another that you may find healing. The fervent petition of a holy man is powerful indeed. My brothers, the case may arise among you of someone straying from the truth and of another bringing him back. Remember this. The person who brings a sinner back from his way will save his soul from death and cancel a multitude of sins.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
When the bridegroom is taken away from them, then will be the time for the wedding guest to fast. Magnificat anima mea Dominum.
Et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo.
Quia respexit humilitatem ancile suae, ecce enim ex hoc beata mid dicent omnes generationes.
Quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius.
Et misericordiae usa progenie in progenies dimensibus eum.
Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente coedi sui.
Deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles.
Esurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit in hanes.
Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae.
Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula.
Gloria Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
When the bridegroom is taken away from them, then will be the time for the wedding guest to fast.
The Savior of mankind, by dying destroyed death, and by rising again restored life. Let us humbly ask him.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
Redeemer of the world, give us a greater share of your passion through a deeper spirit of repentance, so that we may share the glory of your resurrection.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
May your mother, comfort of the afflicted, protect us. May we console others as you console us.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
In their trials, enable your faithful people to share in your passion, and so reveal in their lives your saving power.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
You humbled yourself by being obedient even to accepting death, death on a cross. Give all who serve you the gifts of obedience and patient endurance.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
Transform the bodies of the dead to be like your own in glory, and bring us at last into their fellowship.
Sanctify your people redeemed by your blood.
Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicur et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Show gracious favor, O Lord, we pray, to the works of penance we have begun, that we may have strength to accomplish with sincerity the bodily observances we undertake. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.